Tichla Igathada Asachtukukin, St. Paul Island, Ununga, Amaya Lokota Chokcha. My name is Tara Bordakovsky, and I'm from St. Paul Island, Alaska. And I'm Aleut and Lakota Sioux. And I am the granddaughter of Mary Nikolaya Bordakovsky, the daughter of Jason Bordakovsky, both of whom were interned in Funter Bay during World War II.
I'm Ginger Bear. I'm from King Cove. My great-grandmother, Heratina Kachutin, was pregnant when they took her from St. Paul, and she had her baby on the boat on the way over here. And they named her Susan Della, and she died on the way, and they buried her at sea. She was the first person to die during all this.
During the journey, the evacuees were required to stay in the cold and drafty hold of the ship and were not allowed treatment by the doctor on deck. The Aleut people's stay here lasted about 2 years under the supervision of the Fish and Wildlife Service. Approximately 47 people died from the cold, crowded, difficult, and inhumane conditions. Some Fish and Wildlife Service agents were concerned and cared about the people and the conditions and tried to effect changes in the camp, yet others were unsympathetic. Aleut men and women asked to leave the camp to join the war effort over the workforce, but their requests were denied by the agent in charge. While agents were following orders given by higher command, our agents should have acted with more humility and in a more humanitarian manner towards the people of the Pribilofs, their fellow Americans, interned at Funter Bay.
My name is Martin Stepton, and I'm from St. Paul Island. This is my grandma. Her name is Heratina Krukoff. And she was here in Funter Bay during the internment camp, and he is one of the few that are still alive. We're very honored to have her here with us.
Mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Again, we pray for the repose of the souls of the servants of God, Alexander, Lydia, Irene, Pelagia, Pulligan, Sergei, Anna, Constantine.
It's hard. Tears just started coming as soon as we got in the bay here. Just kind of fell to my knees as soon as we got to shore, but I'm glad. Yeah, I think it is healing. We needed this.
My grandmother, Angelina Merkuliev, and my father, Leo Merkuliev, came here in 1942. They were over in the gold mine area across the bay. So preparing to come here, I was reading a lot of history, and my heart was feeling just really heavy. My soul was feeling really heavy. And I asked my father, what do you do with these feelings? And he said, you have to move forward with forgiveness. Otherwise, you can make yourself crazy.